Billy, do you know who sings that song that goes, "Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit dyko, a little bit dyko."
Shit, I don't.
That's fine.
Who sings it?
Ava Max.
Oh, I wouldn't guess that.
Yeah.
Guess what year that song came out?
2020.
No fucking way, it's 2001.
2020.
I literally thought I was going to make a bad guess, but that, yeah.
I thought it was like a gotcha. I thought it was like, oh, you thought it came out recently, but it actually came out in like the aughts.
Yeah.
Just I was going to guess Saya Gray.
2018.
2018 is correct.
What the hell?
Holy shit.
You looked it up.
Pre-pandemic.
We are.
This is it.
Sadly. No, I don't think this is the show yet, though.
This Ready? Is the
show. Are you in the bathroom?
Me? Can you hear my washing machine?
Because the audio is terrible and your video's off. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is the audio actually terrible?
Yeah, and the video's off.
Well, let me just fix the audio.
Now we've started. Jesus.
This is bad audio?
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, actually bad? Or
has
it been fucking funny?
It's not funny.
It's echoey.
I really can't do anything about that. There's
Are you hearing the song, Mariko?
Yeah.
Savior on the beat.
There he is.
Nice. Wow.
What? Is it a villa?
Savior on the beat.
What is the vibe? Is this Jurassic Park? Is this golfing? I mean, what is this?
I'm loving the hat for you.
You can't wear that and like intentionally set your background as a weird villa and then be like, what do you mean?
Can we just be adults about this? Jeff, you're a journalist.
Your audio's still terrible. I'm not a journalist.
What are you?
You have every part of this wrong.
What's the show then?
I can't hear
you. It's a comedy podcast, and Amir can barely hear you.
I can turn my.
He's on a junket.
Look at this. This is, you can't hear?
It's like a Zoom from a computer across the room.
That is fucking crazy. This microphone
sucks. Happened last time.
You set up wrong. You put all the time and energy into the outfit in the background.
I have something after this. I didn't have time to change and then go do that.
But you had time to set a fucking custom background. There's no way this was for a meeting before that.
This is from when I just take generals or whatever.
And that's why he stays booking.
Exactly. Exactly right. I really felt that this audio shit was going to be good. I honestly tested it, and it sounded better to me than normal.
Do you know how to select a microphone in Zoom?
Yeah.
And the right
Although
one
there is only one microphone. It's not like there's a better one that's not selected.
No, he allegedly has a better one plugged in.
Now I can't see it in frame.
You can't see it because it's hidden, but I got it. And it's like right
it's
here.
It's a podcast.
I think you hit it too
far. It doesn't
far
need
away.
To be a boom.
I hit it right here. See?
I see it.
Yeah.
It's like a magic eye.
It's not plugged in at all.
There's no way that's the source.
Oh, God, it's backwards.
Okay, wait.
Something happened. Yeah.
Well, I touched it.
I see. I know it sounds good.
I know it sounds fucking good.
Maybe he's recording locally.
And are you? Should we just really quickly confirm?
Recording. I can't do that. I really can't do that.
That's a step
that.
Too far.
After this. I have
so then you're not
But
recording
seemingly
it
buying
at all.
An outfit is not?
Buying an outfit? Jeff, I've owned this robe for, oh God, wrong side. This mirrored camera shit fucks me up too.
Okay, custom embroidery. I am
liking when the top of the hat sort of blends into the sky, so it just kind of looks like you're doing like the brim only situation.
Yeah,
Billy Brim. Yeah,
yeah.
I really thought
Billy.
I mean, you don't have to like laugh at everything, right?
Billy Brim
it cheapens your taste.
Yeah, thank Billy you.
Brim is really. Yeah.
Thank you, actually.
I appreciate that, obviously. No, here's the thing. I thought that was a sweater. I thought it was a cardigan. You're telling me it's a floor-length robe?
Well, yeah, it goes to, like, my mid-calf. It's not a floor-length.
No, robes are floor-length.
Dragging around on the floor.
Can you imagine?
Shin-length.
The germs?
Yeah, disgusting. Jeff, also, you're pretty tall. What kind of robes are you? Where are you shopping for robes?
They're shin length. To me, it's basically kissing the floor. Speaking of caftans, by the way, I was outside all last Saturday, and like, can you guys see the tan line?
No.
No, I can't. Your calf's pretty nice, though.
Yeah.
We've never seen your legs. You never wear shorts.
Okay, yeah, I see it a little. Yeah.
This is an exclusive.
Well, that's what people pay for. Like,
do you own shorts?
I own like running shorts, like if I'm going to the gym or something.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to wear like jorts or like any other kind of like chino short. No one wants to see my thighs except for.
Yeah, that's going to be the Olipop.
Ugh.
He's coughing up fiber.
Sorry about that.
He's gone.
I put him in the waiting room.
Got you said it. Something about your thighs, and he left. I feel like, Jeff, I don't mean this in an insulting way at all, but I could definitely see you wearing jorts.
Yeah. Like the new style that's like people going back
I'm putting
to
him
the
in the waiting
knee
room.
Length.
Let's just regroup. I'm going to add them back, and let's hopefully that, you know, their attitude adjustment that was necessary has happened.
Ever.
See, Amir didn't get the joke that how fast he put those on.
I left, and when I came back, they were already on.
Right. I put him in the waiting room like 15 seconds ago and then brought him back 12 seconds ago, and he suddenly had Ray-Bans on.
And talking about an attitude adjustment.
There's also, these are going to need a little adjustment with one of those mini screwdrivers.
They keep disappearing.
These are my girlfriend's glasses, and I have a gigantic head, and I do fear I just ruined them.
You have a big head?
Yeah, huge, man.
Mm.
You also said that she didn't like pajamas, and then they're yours now. The hell?
Really? I'm saying that I'm a journalist, but then you come at me with these like hard-hitting gotcha questions.
It's not even a question.
Air.
It was just like, is that true? They're not
That's
hard-hitting.
The question. That's what you research with. Is that true? A yes or no question?
Yeah, exactly. That's not good journalism.
Exactly.
No, exactly. You don't know what you're saying.
Exactly, Jeff. Exactly. Basically, yes, her mom bought her pajamas from Rome or whatever. Who gives a fuck?
And, none of us did, but you felt like you needed to slide.
Oh, is it that like custom pajama place where you go? Yeah, I know. We know what
it's called. Thailand. Yeah, they do that there for sure.
It's not Thailand.
You wouldn't fucking get it, man.
Well, Marika, why do you know about this?
Wouldn't get it.
Internet.
That's awesome. Wow.
Marika, you just went to the Tonys, we should say.
I didn't.
You watched the Tonys.
Yeah, correct.
Someone else I know went to the Tonys. I conflated it with you.
I could have gone to the Tonys, but I declined my invitation to seat fill.
That's even cooler than going, I would say. What? First of all, how did they turn out to you? Because you see like everything. Was it what you thought?
I did pretty well on my ballot, and I thought Pink, the host, did a pretty good job. The opening number was fun. Like when you watch the Oscar movies and you fill out a ballot for the Oscars.
The what?
That's not ringing a bell to you.
No way.
So you don't know ballots or Oscars?
You know custom-fitted Roman ballot. Pajama shirts. But you don't know the Oscars?
I swear I thought she said the balut.
And you responded, what do you mean by ballot?
Yeah, I was like, why are you mispronouncing balut?
What do you think,
what do you think balut means?
Yeah. It's a fertilized duck egg that Filipinos eat.
Is that true?
Is it?
Glasses back on.
He duck walks away.
It's true to me. I could be wrong, but I do believe it.
It's true to V. All right, well, Marika didn't go to the Tonys. But let's talk about this, right? Namesake award shows. What would your guys' award be? Like the Amirs. Like what would that be for? Would it be for
I guess about sports or something, like the ESPYs.
I was going to say it's for like men who have like a button under their desk.
Interesting. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
What's just that like, noise? What's going on there?
Yeah, what is that noise?
Amir's clicking a pen.
Clicking a button.
I don't even know what you're talking about. There's nothing in my hands.
I think my award show would be the EGOTs, I guess, because everyone wants to win one.
So the EGOT would mean to get a Billy?
Well, I just call it the EGOTs.
Why?
Well, they can rebrand after I passed, but while I'm
what?
Here...
What are you going to get a Grammy for?
What?
That way, if you want to win an EGOAT, you have to win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony, and an EGOT.
It's these so little things. It's these little about. Things that really fucking bother me about Amir when he says things like EGOAT.
That was funny. That was really clever.
I thought so.
So why does it bother you?
It's like it's a tapestry of non.
The bread?
Yeah.
The tandoori side, yeah. No, of non-starters, non-negotiables, non-essentials that you bring to the table, Billy.
I'd call it the EGOTs.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah.
I thought the Billies could be awards for people who only feel safe in Manhattan.
And is that true to you, Billy?
Does it have to be?
I guess there's one category at the Billies that they feel safe in Staten Island and Manhattan only.
Yes. No,
and only within a certain street range. Yeah. And then there's the Maricas, which I thought could be awards for people whose last names explain what hue they might be / Lee.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't really have any notes for that. I don't know if there's another better option.
Yeah, like I was at some of our mutual friend Corey's, maybe just me. I was at my friend Corey's birthday party where we were playing volleyball. That's where I got the tan. Corey Lane?
Corey Lane is in my ears, is in my hands. Corey Lane.
Guess when that song came out.
What's that?
Guess when that song came out.
2001. Like, is this some weird, like, gotcha fucking trivia question you expect us to say 1964?
I don't know when it came out.
Trick question.
You
I don't
as a
know
game
when
show
it
host?
Came out. Yeah, it doesn't mean it didn't come out.
We were outside. We were playing volleyball all day on Saturday.
I'd love to play volleyball.
That's why I got the
capris?
Tan.
What's going on?
What's that?
You were wearing capris?
I was wearing shorts. With
so you
socks,
do wear shorts.
Tall socks.
Tall socks. They were athletic shorts.
My God, in a robe. Mm. And you were wearing a robe down to your calf.
Yeah.
So. And everything under got tan.
Now I don't even remember what I was going to say.
You were at Corey Lane's birthday
right,
party.
Right, but why did that come
out? Outside
volleyball.
In shorts and socks.
It's about me being brown and also brown.
Oh, I was like, hey guys, trying on a new name today, Jacoby Brown.
Yeah.
So feel free to call me Jacoby Brown, which could lead to me winning a Brownlee or a Marika or whatever the fuck the award's called. Guys, what's your guys' favorite decade of history with specific regards to racial tension?
90s.
Yeah, it's pretty
explosion
good.
Explosion noise.
Billy?
2030s.
Because you're hoping that racism is solved by then?
I think he's hoping
the
for
opposite.
More tension, yeah. Maybe a war of some kind.
Look, I don't explain it. I just put it out there and I let you guys decide and guess.
That's cool. I wish your microphone worked. Yeah.
I need to know what you have after this.
It's Wing Wednesday.
It's Wing Wednesday?
Yeah. Sorry You're to gonna... break the illusion for the people listening at home, but we recorded this on a Wing Wednesday.
What's a Wing Wednesday?
Don't ask, because it really humors him and he gets excited. And then it encourages him to come up with these weird isms later.
No, yeah. It doesn't. It's just where you eat wings on a Wednesday because there's a good deal and they're 50 cents per wing near my house. So
you've been saying that you've been lunching alone a lot.
I'm so tired.
That doesn't say no for him.
I'm sorry.
I feel like every time we talk to Billy, he's just lunched alone.
I'm so tired of lunching alone. I'm so tired.
I get a lunch special on my own sometimes. Good question, Jeff. Well done. I went one of my go-to lunch spots to eat lunch solo because there's a deal that I like. It was a Thursday. And
Wing Thursday.
Which is Thing breakfast. Thursday. I get a thing for lunch.
Yeah, Don't you like that's good.
Don't out where he lives. Grace, bleep that.
That was a vague area.
No, but I don't even know what that is. I go to Uno Pizza and I go to Uno Pizzeria and Grill. That's it.
Uno Pizzeria and Grill.
That's where Wing Wednesday is.
Philly.
How many wings do you eat?
We got to go to Uno sometime.
Oh, please do. That's great. I'd love that. I'm going tonight.
How many wings do you eat? I need to know the sheer volume when they're 50 cents a pop.
I don't know, like 20?
I really wanted you to be like six.
Yeah. Well,
that's starving yourself.
Like, sometimes you go to an all-you-can-eat place and you feel this pressure to eat until you don't. You know, you feel sick, like to get your money's worth.
Right.
Yeah. But at Uno Pizzeria on Wednesdays, it's 50 cents a wing and there's no minimum. I mean, you can order four minimum per flavor. You can't like get two of a flavor, Jeff. But what you can do is
I'm curious about this.
If you wanted four wings, $2, and that's all you need to
Let me ask you this. Do they do boneless or this is bone in?
They do bone in and they do some boneless, but it's not like a chicken nugget. It's a tender. It's like a full on tender. They're $1
for 50?
No. They're $1 each, but it's a full on 10.
What are you going to get more than three?
You can get a minimum of four, Jeff. I feel like you're not really listening. I said very few things.
I'm trying to listen as much as my brain will let me be interested in this.
Wait, genuine pitch. Can we go to, I was told about a skewer place where they do dollar skewers.
Yeah, I went there after when I went to the Knicks game, game one against.
Okay. Relax.
Not the Spurs. Way earlier round. Yeah.
Well, they're the Spurs of the East, and everybody always says that.
No one's ever said that.
Don't look behind you. There's a wall.
There's an explosion in his background.
I went to Chubby's Skewers, and guess what? It was pretty good.
Okay,
Chubby.
That's the place.
That's the guy. Yeah.
It seems like you only eat meat. And only like buy the quantity or something.
Or
like,
pizza.
I also eat Greek yogurt, Amir. And you'd know this if you ever asked me about my life.
If I asked about your life, it wouldn't be about like what you eat. It would be about like what you're working on and stuff.
You are what you eat.
Thank you. Oh.
Jesus Christ. What kind of weird hat do you guys think might make a comeback? Fez? Bowler, pork pie.
I'm thinking like the Boots Riley hats.
But that He's never really was in style, you know?
Oh, it could have been before you were born.
Fascinators, what are we thinking?
2030, the Boots Riley hat comes into style as a symbol of the revolution after.
So. If crime was legal for a day, would you still try to issue citizens arrests?
Let's get that again clean.
Yeah.
Rank these: breakfast, brunch, lunch, snack, dinner, dessert. Let's start with Marika.
Rank these:
breakfast last, brunch before, brunch next. Lunch, snack, dinner, dessert.
Sorry, snack is better than lunch?
Yeah.
What are you having for snacks?
Sandwiches.
I don't know. It's just kind of like the idea
of
like
bacon,
getting a little treat, getting a little treat out as a snack. That's a better feeling to me than going for lunch.
I completely get that. I'm asking what you get for a little treat. I don't know if you didn't hear me or
You know, like maybe I'll get a popcorn at the movie theater. I'll get a little cookie. Today, it was less of a snack and more of a meal, but sometimes I do this as a snack. I get a side of sautéed vegetables.
You did ask.
What's wrong with you?
You can't be bored at the answer if like this is specifically
I can't be bored at the answer when she says that her snack is sautéed vegetables.
Yeah, because you ask her what kind of snacks what she eats.
Style.
That's
vegetables.
Not a snack. That's like a nutritional supplement in a bowl.
They're pretty good.
From where?
Field trip. In the bowels of 30 Rock. It's a rice-based restaurant.
So and you're DoorDashing it or you're at 30
no,
Rock?
No, I'm going into the building.
Why?
A rice-based restaurant.
Yeah.
What about rice
that's
to riches?
Yeah, that's not really a
what
thing.
A
rice-based restaurant? Like everything comes on rice?
Yeah.
And then you get a side of greens?
The main exactly is right. Rice.
Collards, for sure. The main isn't rice, but they have different types of rices to go
the
with
hell?
The different bowls.
Oh
it's called
God.
Field Trip. It's by a man that kind of wrote the book on rice. Jake's going to leave immediately.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late.
We didn't even send you the invite. How'd you get the link?
Blumenfeld gave it to me.
Why?
Well, you were calling That's me, nice. And I'm like, I can't talk. I'm recording the show. But like now this will give us a way to discuss whatever you called me about, but we can record it at the same time.
That's great. I was going to come over in like 30 minutes. Does that work for you?
Depends. How long will this episode go, Jeff?
25, 30 more minutes.
I got okay, a hard yeah, out.
Works. Sounds pretty perfect because I might pick up a smoothie. Do you want anything?
Where
this
are you going to go?
This is insane.
I'm curious.
This place, Utubai, I think. It's on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Hyperion next to Trader Joe's.
Guys, exactly. You keep fucking doxing yourselves.
Well, it's okay to say that I'm adjacent to a Trader Joe's.
You said what street it's on.
Shut up for a second, Jeff. I need to get his order. I'm going to be there in 18
I think
minutes.
They do 2-for-1 acai bowls on Postmates if you want to look that up.
Well, I can't really look it up because I'm driving right now. And also, I don't want an acai bowl. I want a smoothie. So,
well, what's the difference, really? If one's 2-for-1, I feel like you could just add some granola and peanut butter to it and call it a bowl. It's just
true.
Like the receptacle.
Do they do pataya base or is it only acai base?
I think we'd have to get the same bowl, unfortunately. And I have run into this problem before.
The buy one, get one free.
Yeah, it's literally by the exact one.
It has to be that because otherwise it's just not worth it for them.
Yeah, I've done that with pizzas before.
Yeah, or cheeseburgers.
It's not the same as pizza. They have to make two separate pizzas. What Amir's saying is that they make one bowl and a smoothie thing, and then they pour it into the thing and just garnish it.
But it
same.
Is the same for them because the place lets you do it.
Sorry, what's that?
I'm getting pulled over, I think, for talking and typing on my phone.
Is this true?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting an Amber Alert. Is there somebody in the car with you? This is your exact license plate.
Yeah,
white 2006 Toyota Celica, right?
Yeah.
There's a daughter in the trunk.
Jake to go license plate.
Yeah, Jake to go. Jake got to go to Utubai. Jake to get one free go.
I already ate, so you can get whatever you want and then just come here after that.
All right, cool. Maybe I'll be able to make an appearance on the Zoom if you guys stay on for a bit. How's it going, Marika?
It's good. How are you?
He crashes.
No, fine.
Billy's here, too.
No way. How the brick are you?
Do you know which Billy?
Oh, I guess I made a joke that it was Billy Brick, but I bet it's Scapuri. No, it's not. It's Brick.
It's Brick, yeah.
Jeff's playing car accident noises.
Play one where I hit the jogger.
And then it's a fart at the end.
Hands free.
Stop it.
All right, see.
Wow.
I think he went because of the noises.
When was the last time you were sunburnt, and did it turn into a tan or not? Let's start with Marika.
You didn't let us answer the fucking breakfast ranking.
Go for it.
Marika
for
asked
it.
You asked her the last question,
yeah,
too.
Stop starting with Marika and then getting distracted.
And then getting mad when I answer.
Also, don't all sunburns become tans? What's the other alternative?
It just fades away. Oh my God, you lucky bastard.
What does skin do other than tan after you get burned? So it just peels back to pale? It just comes right off and it's white underneath?
Sometimes.
Peels to pale, yeah.
Peels back to pale.
Peels back to pale.
I've only had one sunburn and it was in France. At the 24 hours.
This is why I try to move on fast.
Which is this week. So kind of the anniversary of my sunburn.
I got one sunburn and then kept getting more. You know what I mean? It's like once you... All right, I was talking and you accidentally pressed a button.
Not accidentally.
What?
It was on purpose. That was insane. I kept getting more.
I felt as if I went basically my whole life without getting a sunburn. Then I was in the Dominican Republic and I fucking fell asleep reading a book. And then I woke up and I was so burnt.
How burnt were you?
Nice.
Nice, dude. I was so burnt. It like hurt a lot and like I pressed it and it like turned white. My finger and shit. And
you're
then
right.
I fucking peeled super hard. I like remember I flew home.
Yeah.
I flew home. And then actually that's not true. I flew home in normal clothes and then put on a suit and then went to a party and was like, just got off the plane. And then Jeff, sorry, you accidentally didn't press a button there. And then what was the question again?
Where do you rank snacks?
We're moving on. That was our out. Don't circle back.
I guess I would put breakfast last as well because, as you know, I eat only Greek yogurt for breakfast. I'm not a big breakfast guy. Unfortunately, I'm kind of a picky eater, so one of the only things that I feel like is breakfast
wings
delicious for me. is Greek yogurt with peanut butter and what's slivered almonds from Trader Joe's. And
don't dox yourself.
No, dude, I've been to TJ's.
You sit on.
That's fine.
That's fine. He also was driving. He didn't even say it was right by him or anything. You doxed him.
Chris,
I'm not a big brunch guy either, but I like the social component. Like, I could do a solo breakfast, but I can't really do a solo brunch. I've tried. And I would put.
So you like the solo? You like the social component, or you're trying to eat every meal solo? Because you said I like the social component of brunch, but then you said I tried to do it solo and failed with this like grimace on your face.
Well, because you can't really do brunch solo. It's either breakfast or lunch.
Right.
And brunch, I feel like, is you can't do a solo brunch. You can't.
Right. Brunch is the activity.
Is the activity exactly?
You're eating one or the other meals. If you're alone.
Well, and with you. Everyone asks at brunch, are you guys doing lunch or are you doing breakfast? Which makes it inherently not even a new meal called brunch unless you're getting the pancakes for the table and you're
everyone
getting like some sort of savory
that
thing.
When I go.
Every time you go to brunch, people ask that. Where are you brunching? Playa Betty's?
Maybe.
Jeff, what's your hat, man? What's up with this hat?
The Palm Springs Tennis Club. Who's knocking?
Who's
What's that?
Someone's knocking.
Dream car?
No. Who's knocking?
What are you talking about?
All I hear is like someone.
Knock. Da, da,
da. Everybody lift up their hands so we can prove who's knocking. All right, it's a sound effect.
Build your perfect ice cream sundae / war between nations. Let's start with Marika.
I feel like you could have started with Amir, like you started with Billy last time. Yeah, we're switching it up, like you said, right?
No.
You have to start the knocking again.
Let's just move on.
I was gonna say.
Here we go. First segment.
It's gonna be such a fucking relief when this episode is over.
I think it's going first really segment. Well.
What'd you say?
We did first segment. We're so deep into the episode.
And it seems like we've already done a few segments.
Yeah.
No, just talking. Welcome to welcome to Musical Blairs. This is like musical chairs, but when the music stops, instead of rushing for a chair, you have to rush for a Blair.
All right, let's play.
Everyone start on your Google homepage.
We know the rules. We know what to do.
We've played Musical Blairs before.
Everyone go to Google, right? And when the music stops, you can't start searching for a famous Blair until the music stops. As soon as the music stops, grab your phone, right? Search for a famous Blair, and the first one to show it to the screen wins that round. You guys ready?
All right, we've already searched for a Blair.
No, I'm saying it has to start on the Google homepage, and it has to be on your phone.
I have to screen record now.
And no, it's honor system.
Yeah, how will you verify?
I'm saying
it's honor system. Fine, record your screen.
Midnight blue.
Screen record.
I'm not going to record my screen.
Can we use Yahoo?
On principle, like, why even show up to the fucking record if you're not going to be game for the segments? And then when I don't bring segments, you guys are fucking pissed at me. Right? So if I'm going to bring them, you have to participate no matter what I ask.
Sorry.
Okay. I just don't like people in my tabs.
Especially Blair's.
Don't record. Just start on the Google homepage.
I've been on the Google homepage.
You're there, man.
Amir, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Right? It almost feels like there could be like a good like melody and like lyrics to this.
Can you write a song, Jeff?
Of course.
It feels like there could be a good melody to this.
I saw Billy's first.
Fuck.
Billy, what do you got?
Who's Billy's? That?
Your background keeps you. Blair Witch Project. That counts!
No way.
All right, here we go. Ready? Round two. And then Amir's is just jeans. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
No repeat Blairs.
No repeats, yeah.
Okay.
Xavier on the beat.
This one's not a Xavier. Right?
I don't know.
You don't know or right?
No way.
Okay, sorry, Amir, what does this say? What is that?
He just searched Blair.
That doesn't count. I'm going to give it to Marika. Who's that?
Yes, Tony Blair. Tony Blair.
Correct!
But you should see Billy's. Billy's is good.
What is Billy's?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Of Bel-Air.
Nice. Here we go.
There's more rap? Okay.
Xavier on the beat.
It's not a Xavier on the beat.
Wait, that was it.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, I spelled it wrong. Okay, got it.
Who is that?
I'm going to ask Grace to make this the screenshot of the episode.
Who is that man?
Who's that Blair?
La 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 la.
American filmmaker?
Blair?
Yeah.
Okay, since this is going so fucking well.
Did you see what Blue Ruin?
Here we go, last round.
Ah, fuck, I put my phone.
Savior of the beat. That's just Larry David, and Amir definitely had it up. Selma Blair, there we go. Very good. Tied for first is Billy and Marika. Last, whether it's in points or just in personality, as always, Amir.
The hell?
All right, welcome back to another edition of 21 Jeffstions. This is like 21 questions.
Cold, Billy.
It's fucking chilly in here. There's a breeze.
A breeze or AC that you could turn down?
Febreze.
I'm There's fucking Febreze freezing. There's like Febreze in here. here we go. 21 Jeffstions. You guys have 21 questions to guess what I'm thinking. Ready?
Is it a food?
No. Well, no, it's not.
You can eat it.
What?
But you can eat it?
You could eat anything. So I'm going to say no. That's two.
You can eat anything, so I'm going to say no?
Yes.
So don't you mean you were going to say yes?
It's not a fucking food. Where's Jake?
He said that he was going to get a smoothie.
That's three questions. As a team, by the way, you guys are playing.
Collective,
so.
We get a collective. Are we doing like a 777 or what do we get? What do we
think? Where's Jake was a question Jeff asked. Jeff,
I'm not on the team. Amir burned three questions on dumb shit.
He does
not like everyone gets seven. All right. So ask your questions before he uses up all of them.
Yeah.
Can you hold it?
Technically, but that's not helpful.
Is it a concept?
Kind of. It's like a noun and a thing. I mean, it's like a thing you could hold and a thing that you could get done.
Is it laundry?
Nope. That's five.
That was a good answer.
Right? Because you can hold it, but also get it done.
Anybody know any good riddles? Jeff, that's not a question.
No.
Not off the top of my
head. Build it and get it done. Shit.
No. I wouldn't jump to the like guessing what it is part just yet. I would clarify it a lot because the things that you guys have asked, I've tried to answer without you guys circling back at the end and being like, but you said this. It's like, oh my fucking God, Amir.
Does it have to do with your body?
It does. That's seven.
Okay. Is it like part of a human body?
Yes and no.
Is it a bodily function?
No. It's not a function of the body, no. Come on. You're at nine.
Come on. Does it smell?
Probably a little. But not like notice, not like characteristically, you know?
Yeah. Fucking dumb. Have you seen one this week?
No.
Hold it, but get it done.
It's got to be laundry. It's got to be tied.
It's of the body we've expressed.
Every question we ask you, I mean, technically, but not really, no. Well, yeah, like, technically it's a thing. Yeah, technically it smells. Yeah, technically it's
these
food.
Things, but you spend money on it.
You don't buy it, but you spend money on it.
Like, do you buy a haircut? You know what I mean? Which it's not. It's not hair and it's not a haircut, but I'm just saying, like, you don't buy a haircut, you like spend money on a haircut. You know what I mean?
I would say you can buy it.
Fine,
haircut.
You buy this then. Fucking okay. Assholes.
Is that a haircut?
I already said it's not, so you just burned another one, you fucking dumbass.
Manicure and or pedicure?
No, and that's 13. Good. You've got eight questions left and you like burned that. The shit.
How do you hold a haircut?
What?
What?
Huh?
It's you have eight questions left.
Does it start with a vowel?
No. Good, kinda. But that's better.
It could.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally what you sound like. That's you fucking
not really. You said, does it start with a vowel? I said, no.
Does it start with R, S, T, L, or N?
No.
Interesting.
Holy shit.
By the way, six more. Marika, get a guess in because you're the only one guessing right. Billy's done fine.
I think laundry might be the guess of the trip.
Is it an organ?
No, it is not an organ. But look, four more.
Are you born with one?
No.
Can you see this?
Yeah.
Shocker. Fucking shocker.
not if it's like done well.
Technically. Could you dry
not if it's
it?
Done well.
Can you dry it?
You already answered my question.
Draw it or dry
plastic
it?
Plastic surgery?
Not plastic, no.
But it is a type of is surgery.
Is it
three more guesses?
Adrenal gland dysfunction, eye
no. Two
massaging.
More.
Is it a concussion?
Nope, one more.
You can hold it.
Yeah, you can hold it, so that makes that a really bad guess, Amir. And then also, you can see it, so that made that a really fucking bad guess, Amir. One more thing.
A concussion. It's a boob
you
job.
Can see a concussion. You can see
a
concussion.
It's a boob job, isn't it, Jeff?
You can't see a concussion. You all get one final guess. That was the 21 Jeff Chins, so
it wasn't a boob job?
It was not a boob job, no.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Amir's had this done.
It's LASIK. It has to be LASIK.
If it was that, I would have said both of us have gotten it done.
Wrong. Rice removal. Rice removal.
And by the way, Marika, way to waste it because you guessed what Amir guessed. What it would have been better is that he guesses something, you see if it's right or wrong, and then you guess, right? So here we go, Billy, with the last fucking guess.
Guess.
Cystic draining.
I didn't have that.
We were looking for
getting your passport
squeeze.
Renewed.
A graft.
I never got that done, so you lied to us.
You got a gum graft.
Round. No, you did not.
But what about your periodontic rosacea?
That's outside.
Treated.
That's not inside.
Yeah.
That's outside as a result of the inside gingivitis, I thought.
Not even related.
All right. You guys want to do one more?
Well, no, because you're going to fucking say it's a procedure that I've never gotten done and then say
it's
Amir's
not a procedure.
Gotten it done.
They're not
a
all
graft?
Procedures. Here we go. Ready?
Go ahead.
I have it.
You have it?
Mm-hmm. No. I'm saying
animal?
I have the thing in my head. Is it an animal? No.
Why don't we come up with one and you fucking guess?
It's never
so
an
we
animal.
Can act all high and mighty, hoity-toity. Oh, bad question. Oh, technically, yeah, but Amir's gotten it done.
Fine.
Really easy to mislead
three
us.
Let's come up with one, Jeff. Let us all come up with one.
Fine, you guys, you can text in a group chat or in the fucking thing here without me. You decide on the word and then I'll get it. I'll get it in,
We have to do it so that Jeff can't see because he'll cheat.
I'll make it.
And make sure it's weird, like fucking, I don't know, the restaurant Daniel or something like that. Something you can't guess.
It's not letting me make this chat.
Have you
Zoom.
Ever eaten at Daniel, Amir?
That's one question. No.
That doesn't count. I'm asking.
That's
life.
Exactly. That's what it sounds like.
No, because we didn't even start.
We're deliberating.
Can't be that funny, right? The episode ends here.
That's
just pick one.
The last one.
I don't even know what the last one is, so I think
what
it should
you
be
read?
The like
I'd have a little bit of a hard time answering questions about that, I think.
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
I kind of like just the one Billy chose, but we have to narrow it down.
Okay, Jeff, we got it.
All right. Is it a noun?
Yes.
By the way, you guys keep track of how many questions.
One.
Is it a city?
No.
Is it a place?
Kind of.
Nice. That literally is you.
Is it a place?
Kind of.
I mean, it's not a place. Yeah. I guess it could be a place.
It could be a place.
Yeah, it's technically a place.
Does it exist?
You wouldn't think of it as a place.
Does it exist?
Materially, yeah. Does it exist?
Yeah.
Define materially.
Like, is it a storefront, a physical space, or like, yeah. Is it a physical?
It exists. It exists.
Is it a storefront?
No.
Well, no.
That's five, not four.
Yeah, but this is something different in here. Don't worry about it.
You're baking a potato.
Is it somewhere I've been?
Yeah. I mean, technically you have been there, but I wouldn't say like you've been there, if you know what I mean. It's a bad question. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Would I have been there in the last like month?
Yes,
yes.
But stop. Like,
it's pointless. Pointless question.
You also always ask shit about you. Do you notice that, Jeff? You're like, how can I relate this to me?
Yeah. Try to think more globally. Like, weren't on the right path. Like,
you don't
want to
think globally with this. You want to think specifically to rule
you
shit
think
out.
Globally and then narrow it down.
You're like, 70.
Is it a place in New York City?
I mean, it can be.
Has Marika been there?
Yeah.
Yes, but honestly, pivot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many questions do you have left? Like,
you have 11 12. Left.
12 questions.
Yeah. You've done 9.
So, okay. If I've done 9, I have 12 left.
Is that a question?
You have 11. Oh, 21, sorry.
So it's a place that I've been to before, and so has Marika. And it could be in New York. What do you mean, not really? That's the summation of the answers that you gave me.
Though
I wouldn't necessarily call it a place. Again, what does pivot mean to you, Jeff?
Do you spend money at here?
You can.
Yeah.
You wouldn't call it a place, but it's technically a place.
I mean, it is an area.
You'd
of
spend
the world.
You can spend time in it.
Is it a city?
No.
No.
How many do I have left?
By the way, a city isn't technically a place. A city is a place.
What the fuck is technically a place, but not really a place?
That's what I'm saying. Pivot.
Like a fishbowl is technically a place. Like, I can see it and be in it, but I wouldn't call it a place.
No, it's not a place. That's a thing.
It's a place for some.
You can spend money in it. It's a place, but only technically. I've been there and Marika's been there, and you can spend money at it.
You're too caught up on the money. And again, I think you need to just pivot, maybe throw
imagine
all this
you're starting
out.
From zero.
Yeah.
Starting from zero, okay. is it a, well, I would ask, is it a, I know it's not a person or an animal.
Come on.
Woo, sheesh.
You can give up if you want.
No, I gave you guys more hints than you're giving
Ask,
me.
We gave you so many.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We said pivot.
Yeah,
pivot
don't think
away
of it as
from
a place.
What the line of don't think of it as a place.
Yeah, yeah. Stop thinking
it's
of it as a place.
Can it fit
a place.
In my palm? Can it fit in my palm?
Yes, it can.
Yeah, you're right, I guess.
What the hell are you fucking talking about? That you disagree whether it can fit? It either fits or it doesn't. Does it or does it not?
I mean, it can.
Can. It, I wouldn't say it does. In fact, I would. I think for your sake, think that it doesn't.
Yeah.
But it's not. But like,
if push came to shove, it could.
Yeah, it could fucking get in that palm. Actually, let me see your palm.
Don't even. He's holding one. Doesn't matter.
And that's another hint.
I mean, holy shit. How many do I have left? Four?
You have
nine left or something.
Yeah, you've only done 12.
No, I've done like 15.
No, right, great. You've done 12.
Even better.
Okay. It might fit in your hand, but it's a place.
No, don't think of it as a place. It just happens to be a place where you can be.
Don't think of it that way.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Remember, it exists.
It definitely exists, and you can see it. In fact, here's a hint. I can see it right now.
Whoa.
Really?
That's kind of like a 17 hint. Yeah. Not really.
Is it my microphone?
Wow.
So that's not a place, right?
Yeah.
It's not a place.
But would you say you could fit that in your palm?
Don't consider it a place.
You could fit, but it's not. It's sort of spilling out of the palm.
Okay.
I wouldn't even focus on the palm thing.
Is it navy?
Yeah. Is it navy?
It can be.
It honestly could be navy. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It could
about?
Also be in the navy.
It's me.
No.
But
that's 15 questions, no.
And you're not a place.
You can see it now.
Yes.
I honestly think you could also see it now.
Is it the sky?
Whoa, no.
No.
16.
Is it... Don't think of it as a place?
Don't think of it as the sky, but that's somehow the closest you've been. You also can't fit the sky in the palm of your hand, really, but...
But yeah. You said don't think of it like you can fit it in your fucking palm.
Here's one we didn't do. Okay, ready? Wordle.
What?
It's not.
That was just an ideal.
Is it part of nature?
No.
No.
That's the first concrete you've got.
I'm going to decide.
Is it a building?
No.
No.
Is it a concept?
No, not really.
Not really.
Okay, so I have three more. Two more.
A building,
two
but
more.
It's not.
It could represent a fucking building.
Don't listen to that.
It could represent a building. I disagree with that.
Yeah.
It could.
If you pointed at one and said this is a building.
No, it's not a building. Well,
it makes you late to therapy?
No, I'm saying this is what makes me late to therapy.
She has a heart out in 1 minute.
Yeah.
I have three more guesses.
It's the name of a Hollywood star.
What?
Of an old Hollywood star.
But it's not part of nature. And it's a place that you could fit in your hand, but also not.
It's in front of us.
In front of a mirror.
And me.
And you, probably, Jeff.
And me.
It's the name of a Hollywood star. Is it a color?
No.
No.
You already asked if it was navy.
Yeah.
We
said
yes.
It could be navy or in the navy.
It could be any color.
One more question. This is your last question.
All right, last question. Ready?
It's the name of a Hollywood star.
Come on.
It could be any color and it could be in the navy.
Yeah.
A man.
Yeah, I wouldn't get hung up on the Hollywood star thing. I don't think the navy.
You've given me. You say I wouldn't get hung up on that.
I hone in on the space of it all, the place of it all.
You said it wasn't a place. Final guess?
Don't focus on the
final
place.
Guess.
Final guess. You have one question left.
River.
No.
It's not a river.
Afraid not.
Can we get the explosion?
I don't think
effect?
We should tell him, honestly. That last guess was so fucking off base that I don't.
You don't really deserve to. Because you're not even closer than you were.
I guess you could fit a river in your palm.
You weren't closer now than you were at the top of the fucking game.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it?
Billy, you came up with it.
Tab.
Computer tab. Yeah.
We bested him, and that was, he was like, honestly kind of impressed.
So that's how it feels.
He was trying to be angry, but he was kind of like, fuck.
That's how anticlimactic and non-joyous the reveal is.
Yeah.
Non like the bread?
What?
Cut there.